Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, welcome to the show. If you're a longtime listener, thank you so much. I always love the feedback that I get from my followers. I love the questions that you ask. I love that you want to be a part of the show and want to talk about things that are going on in your neck of the woods. So thank you so much. This is our Thursday evening show, and we're on every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to call in tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. Again, it's 1-347-826-7543. If you would like to contact me after the show, you may email me at icwdirector@gmail.com, and that's icwdirector@gmail.com. For those of you who, if this is your first time tuning into the show, I just want to tell you a little bit about the vision of Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women reaching their long- and short-term goals of assisting women and their families in housing, finance, and life skills. ICW provides advocacy and services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women and their families through hands-on demonstrations, home ownership classes, career development and assistance, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, and adult literacy programs. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. Issues Concerning Women was created to empower all women to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of living. Some of our objectives, and each year we add things and we take away things, but this year we want to really work on entrepreneurship skills, our leadership skills. A lot of training programs are going to be going on with Issues Concerning Women, a lot of teaching and workshops. So if you want to be a part of that, please give me a call. And you can call in tonight at 1-347-826-7543, or after the show, the number is 757-567-6734. Email me at icwdirector@gmail.com. Issues Concerning Women is an organization that partners with other business owners, colleges and universities, private industries, city and state organizations, and nonprofit organizations. Why? Because we have to be the bridge that puts individuals with the businesses and the nonprofits and the other agencies so that they can get what they need. We don't have all the answers to everybody's problems, but we do know that if I can reach across the table, or if I can pick up the phone and I can call somebody about somebody, pull somebody up, give them a lift up, give them a helping hand that's going to make a difference in their life, then we all are going to be blessed by that. It does not matter about the money all the time, because I know a lot of the programs that I do are free, but some programs I do have to charge for. So I want people to understand that just because it's free doesn't mean it's of value. Not of value, but it's value because it's my time, it's my energy, it's me putting it together, me wanting to help the community. We do community awareness nights. We have an upcoming public speaking class that we're going to be doing. So if you need help in this area, please contact me. It does not matter where you live in the United States, because we can do teleseminars and webinars. So it doesn't matter where you live, but our local programming is done right here in Virginia Beach at our office. So we are excited about the upcoming programs. We also have a entrepreneurship explosion, which is going to be happening in October of this year. And it's October the 18th and 19th, 2013. We're going to be living the dream in 2013. It's going to be all about businesses, how to get a business started. We just don't do a conference like everybody else, just do it and then you never hear from us throughout the year. All during the year, there are programs that we develop, and when I say we, that the business partners that I partner with, the nonprofit groups that I partner with, we put different programs together for the community. I can't list them all on the show. It's only 30 minutes tonight, but I can tell you, if you just email me and you want to get a list of the upcoming events, that's wonderful. Meet us on Meetup. It's Meetup Hampton Roads. I'm there. I try to send out email blasts. I send out letters to those that I have your address. So if you want to get things mailed to you, please send me your email address and your snail mail address so that I can get the information out to you. The song that you were listening to tonight, and this is my theme song, it's called Day by Day, and that's how we live. We live day by day because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We can't change yesterday, and we're living in the moment right now. So here we are right now. It's 8:37 on Thursday, April the 11th, 2013. I am so excited to be with you. I hope that you're ready for the show because we're going to be giving out some wonderful information tonight. But I just wanted to go over a little bit about issues concerning women because I don't want to ever take for granted that somebody really knows what I really do. This is just the tip of the iceberg. So I gave a quick overview so that in case you had questions and you wanted to know more about issues concerning women, you can always call. You can always email. That call-in number for the phone tonight is 1-347-826-7543. When the show ends, you can call 757-567-6734, leave a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. If you want to email me, icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can leave a message on the website here at Issues Concerning Women. And I do have a message board, so you can leave me messages there. Sometimes they take me a little bit longer because I don't check the board every day. So I have random days that I sit down and I just go through the messages and try to get back to people. So I'm so excited about our show tonight, as I am for every show. Every show is different. Every show is new. Every show is exciting to me. I hope it's exciting to you. I have wonderful listeners, wonderful following, and I thank you all so much. I don't take anything for granted. I am so humble to be in this place where I am today. I know that it is a blessing from the Lord above. He has never failed me. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. He gives me the desires of my heart. Why? Because he promised them to me, and I have asked for what I want in 2013. So tonight we're going to talk about leadership. And Issues Concerning Women has developed a program called Leadership, Empowerment, Accountability, and Finance. And it's, the acronym is LEAF. Leadership. There is a fundamental problem with attempting to define what leadership is because everybody has their own idea of what a leader should be, what a leader should look like, what a leader should sound like, what leaders should be doing in the community. But one leader is another person's follower, while another leader may possess the right qualities for leadership, another may use them better. So what do I mean when I say that? Some people were born leaders. They were, you know, they got up and their parents will tell you, you know, they've been doing this since they were two. You know, we knew that they were going to be a teacher from the time they were two. They were reading at two. They were writing. I knew they would be a book author because they were writing from the age of four. So they were leaders in their own right, even when they were children. And they just kept with the process, and each day was a new day for them, and they always learned their craft. They became experts at what they do. And then there were leaders that were formed, leaders that were put in a position. And all the time, we're not thinking that we're equipped for any position, but sometimes a door will be open for you to be put in a position of leadership. And when you're put in that position, it is your duty to fulfill that leadership role. To, if you don't have the skills, you need to go out and learn what you need to learn. There are classes online that you can take. Public library is an excellent, excellent source for books and reading material, learning what you need to learn. They have videos. You can take a public speaking class. There are so many things that you can do to hone in on your skills as a leader. Leaders are looked upon as those individuals that have something to give. Sorry about that. Leaders are those that are put in a position to give information to others, to share the knowledge that they've learned, and also to be there for their team. If you don't have anybody following you, then you're not a leader. So just think about that for a moment. If everybody is resisting you, then maybe it's not everybody else. Maybe it's you. Maybe you need to get some new skills. Maybe you need to learn how to listen. Because to be a good leader, you have to be a good listener. I hope you get that, because I teach that all the time to my students, to the women's groups that I'm before, to all the organizations when I'm speaking about leadership. First thing, you have to have somebody who wants to follow you. So in order for them to follow you, you must have something that they need. You must have something that they want to listen to, that you can teach them. Because if you can't teach them anything, if you can't lead them anywhere, why in the world would they want to follow you? So then you're not a leader. So despite this, we look at the qualities of the leader and determine what are most important when we're looking at a leader. It can't, they can look the part. They can be well-dressed and, you know, sharp, men in their sharp suits and ties and hankies and looking good and hair all groomed. Ladies in their suits and high heels and, you know, their power suits and looking like they have it all together. But when they open their mouth and they don't have anything of pertinent information that they can share with their group or with their audience, then guess what? You're going to lose them. You can look the part, but this is an area where you can't fake it. Either you're a leader or you're a follower. So think about that today. What position are you in? And many times you have to be a follower first before you can be a leader. So don't be discouraged if you're not in a leadership role as of yet, because maybe it's not your time yet. So we have to do everything decent and in order, and we always have to remember that there is a season for everything. There's a time when things are going to be done. There's power in the plan, which is a plug for my book, shameless plug, but, you know, there is a time for everything. When you set everything into motion and you've been ordained to do certain things, they are going to happen. Trust me. Just believe what I say, because if it is something that has been ordained for you, then nothing's going to be able to change that. You're just going to walk in what has already been given to you. So if you've known since you were four that you were going to be a singer, then you're going to be that because it was predestined for you. It was a part of who you are. You grew up always knowing. You were singing in the choir. As soon as you could stand up straight and tall and they could see your head from the choir stand, everybody knew. You knew, your parents knew, the church knew, everybody knew that you were going to be a singer. So now it's up to you to follow your dreams, to fulfill your commission that has been given to you, walk through those doors boldly, and be who you were ordained to be. That's what a great leader is. If you know what your calling is and you know that you have been given God-given gifts and the ability for others to follow you, then that's exactly what you should be doing. You should be in a leadership role. You should be the person that people are going to and asking questions to. But also know what your gift is. Because, like I just was talking about, if you are predestined to be a singer, you know you have the voice, you have the talent, you need to train your voice, get in good health, exercise, eat right, look good, be healthy, do all the things that you need to do so that you can get your career going. And I chose singing because that is something that we get to see that person on stage and in the limelight. And a lot of times when we're in a leadership role, nobody gets to see us except those who we work with. Our team gets to see us. But when we're in the leadership position, then we're in the limelight. We're on the stage. We are the person that everybody is looking at. We're the person behind the microphone. And even if there is only an imaginary microphone, when you get up to speak, they should want to hear what you have to say. So I'm pounding that in your head tonight because I want you to know that it's so, so important that you not only look the part of the leader, but you be a leader, that you know what you're doing, that you have people that want to follow you, want to listen to you, want to be a part of your team, want to make you look good. Because if your team does not want you to be successful, then guess what? You won't be. Think about that for a moment. You will not be successful. Why? Because your team is not going to follow you. They resent you. They don't like the way that you talk to them. You don't listen to what they have to say when they give input. You are just always the one talking. This is how it's going to be. It's my way or the highway. If that's you, then you're not a good leader. You need to step back, look at who you are. You have to have those kind of characteristics that people want to be around you. And a lot of times it's called charisma. That's the word I was looking for. When you have charisma, then you can inspire somebody. I'm not talking about trying to fool people to make them believe and do things they don't want to do, but I'm talking about genuine charisma. And it's looking at individuals for who they really are and being authentic and being real. People know when you are phony. You may fool them for a little while, but guess what? Sooner or later, they're going to figure out that you're not all that you think you are. So you're not that Coca-Cola and that bag of chips that you believe that you are. You just were faking it long enough to get somebody to listen to you and to pay attention. But every great leader in history, the good, the bad, and the ugly, had charisma in some degree. So just look at who, when we look at leaders, world leaders, the presidents of the United States, look at them. Look at President Obama, how he speaks. You know, everybody doesn't like with him. They can't get with his program. But the one thing that they can say about him, he's charming. He has charisma. He knows how to speak to people. He knows how to get your attention. So you have to look at that. Even his wife, Michelle Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama. I don't want to call her out of her name, but she's our First Lady, First Lady Michelle Obama. When you look at her, she demands your attention. She has charisma. She stands tall and she delivers her message. She's for real. She gets on these programs and she talks about her vision for the programs that she's doing. And that's why people want to be a part of what she's doing with the nutrition and health programs that she's developed for children, healthy living, planting a garden at the White House. It makes you want to go out and get your own little garden. You know, even if it's just a little mini garden in your kitchen and your kitchen windowsill, so that you can grow you some herbs and spices, because you want to be a part of that. That's what charisma is when you're looking at people like her. And there are so many others that I could name and go on and on and on. And I'm sure you can think of somebody that you know that has charisma, that is charming, that you want to pay attention to when they speak. They're like E.F. Hutton. You want to listen. You're listening to every word they have to say. And it's wonderful if you have that kind of charisma. But it also lets everybody know that you're about your business because what you do is important to you. One trait of leadership that is seen across many different studies is the ability for dictation. That means that they can speak, somebody can write down what they say, and then once they have presented what they have dictated, then they have dedication. Because what have they done? They have given you tools to go out and do what you need to do, whatever it is, starting a business, starting a program, working with others in the community. It lets you know that they've given you what you need. They gave you the dictation. You wrote it down. And now you're going to take what they gave you, and you're going to be dedicated to it, if whatever your cause is. And it doesn't have to be the same cause that they're doing. They are dedicated to their cause because they believe in what they're doing. As I do with issues concerning women, everything that I do, I'm looking at how can I incorporate this into my programs. Will this be something good for my audience that is listening to my radio show? And I believe yes. And tonight I'm hoping that somebody that is listening gets what I'm trying to say about being a good leader. And if you need help with it, you definitely can call me. I am so excited about this program. And it talks about more and more and more about the things that we can do in the communities, especially with our leadership skills, our finances, how to empower others, and our accountability, because that's what we have to do if we're going to be successful in the things that we do. Also, to be a leader, you have to have integrity. And this is one of the most important things of being a leader. If an individual lacks this particular trait, then others will find out quickly and they will leave quickly. Like I said earlier, people know when you're phony. They know when you're not authentic. They know when you're trying to pull the wool over their eyes. I'm telling you, I meet so many sharp sisters and brothers in what I do and the abilities that they have and the learning skills that they have. See, the learning curve has changed. When I grew up in the 70s, we were not always thinking about our future. But now that we are going to be the new baby boomers, we are thinking about what I can do to make my life better, because I'm living longer, I'm more healthier now, I want to be around for a long time, and if I'm going to be here for the long haul, then I definitely want to be in good health. So I definitely know that a true leader would never do anything or ask anything of anyone that they would not do themselves. That's the way that I run my business. If I'm asking you to do something, even if you're sweeping the floor, I am willing to sweep the floor as well. Why? Because if I'm always asking you to do things that I won't do, sooner or later you're going to say, well, you know what? She always gives me to sweep the floor. Why would she do it herself? Do the things that you are asking somebody else to do, you need to be able to do them, and they need to be able to see you doing them. It makes for this great, great leadership skill to let people know, you know what? I'm for real. Even though I'm in this position, it doesn't matter. I'm not too big to sweep the floor or to take out the trash, to do what I need to do. I have a very close friend. She runs the office in Virginia Beach. She's become one of my mentors and a trainer to me, training me in the things that I need to train as I go into another area of my career. And I watch her, and I watch her give to others. And the great thing about that is, even though she's given, she's also willing to do the hard things. She's also willing to do the mediocre things that nobody really wants to do. I've seen her get the trash ready to take the trash out and clean the office when she has other people that can do it. But most of the time, people won't do things unless you ask them to do them. They're like teenagers, and I laugh when I say that. When I ask my son to do something, I ask them to wash dishes in the kitchen, for example, you have to tell them everything that you want them to do. You just can't say wash the dishes, because then that's all he's going to do. So I have to give him a list of things to do. When I say wash the dishes, I have to say take out the trash, wipe off the table, make sure that you wipe the countertops off, drain the water out of the basin when you're finished, clean the area that you just finished working in. Put your towels away and sweep the floor. Because if I don't list everything, my son is just going to wash the dishes. And I find that in adults as well. So I'm not ragging on my son. I'm just giving him giving you an example of how teenagers think. You only ask him to wash dishes, so that's all he's going to do. And I love my son. Let me tell you guys, he's an awesome dude. He is there for me. He has my back. He encourages me every day. And I'm feeling down sometimes, he's there to lift me up and say, Mom, what did you talk about on Thursday? What was your speech about? You know, you are always encouraging others, and he encourages me. So I'm not talking about him per se. I'm just giving you an example of the way that people think and the way that they do things. So there's power in the plan. So if you have something that you want somebody to do, you can't just give them one part of the plan and don't give them the rest. You have to give them the whole list of things that you need for them to do, and they have to be in order. And I find that a lot of times other folks are not doing that. Why? Because they've never been taught to do it, so they don't know how to do it. And if you don't tell them to do it, most of the time people won't do more than you expect of them. They are folks out there. There are folks out there. And trust me, there are folks out there that will go above and beyond what they need to do. But I'm telling you, as the older I get, the more I experience that people sometimes don't want to do more than they think they're getting paid to do. They don't want to go above and beyond. So for all of you that do go above and beyond, and I know there are thousands and thousands of you out there because there are more people like me than are not like me, I applaud you because nobody had to tell you to go to step two. Nobody has to write it down for you. I'm just thinking about how wonderful it would be if everybody would take their job seriously, do a good job at what they do, whether it's sweeping the floor or if they're the executive and the CEO of the company, and do what their position requires them to do, even going above and beyond what they're asked to do. So just a quick overview of what we talked about tonight, because I know I gave an earful. Tonight we were talking about our LEAF program, Leadership, Empowerment, Accountability, and Finance. And this is just a small tidbit of the process. So if you want more information about this program, you can definitely give me a call after this show, 757-567-6734. Email me at icwdirector@gmail.com. That's the best way to get in touch with me. We're talking about leadership tonight. We're talking about essential qualities that you need to have to be a leader. If nobody's following you, then you're not a leader. You're just out there on your own. We're talking about being and having charisma, being the person that people enjoy looking at and enjoy talking to. And it's not about your physical appearance, but just enjoy being in your company. If you're pleasant, that's what I'm trying to get to, and your attitude is good, so people are definitely going to want to be around you. We talked about dedication. Once you dictate to somebody what you want them to write down, then you have to be dedicated to what you told them, because I guarantee you they're going to call you out on it if you don't do that. Integrity. Be about your business. Do what you were called to do. Go above and beyond what has been asked of you. And also, the last thing that I want to say and that we talked about was being able to be a good listener. If you can listen to your team, listen to the people around you, the people that you're trying to help, the people that you're working with, I guarantee you, you will be much more successful and a much quicker pace. Because when you listen, then you're able to hear what they're saying, the lines of communication are open, and you're going to get great results being a leader. I applaud all of you that are in leadership positions, those of you who want to be in those positions and you need help with it, the OMNI is giving you a call. My number again, 757-567-6734, or email me, icwdirector@gmail.com. That's the easiest way because you can do that anytime, day or night, whatever your schedule permits you to do. Go on Facebook. Meet me on Facebook. I'm Francine Humphrey. And I hope you can remember that. But the one thing that I want to say is thank you all so much for tuning into Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I hope you have enjoyed the show tonight. I definitely enjoyed being here with you. I will be back next Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope that you were able to take some notes tonight. If not, email me. I'll send you some more information about the program. It is an awesome program. Leadership, empowerment, accountability, and finance. You have to make the changes in your life and do what you have been ordained to do. God bless you. Take care. I will be back next Thursday, and I'll be looking forward to being with you on Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Bye-bye.